100 News presents Lieberman Live. The headlines, the experts, the whack pack. Now, here's your host, John Lieberman.
We have a big show today. I'm John Lieberman. We are a news show like none other, and we are certainly very glad that you're here. Our big, big story coming up in just 2 minutes is the president and vice president have been meeting all day with the intelligence community and others over how the NSA has been collecting the phone records of millions of us. Has the NSA overstepped its bounds, and will Congress act? And is Edward Snowden, the man whose leaks led to these revelations, is he a traitor or a hero? Our expert guest, attorney Scott Vernick, our Whack Pack panel today, Bobo and Eric the actor. But first, we will whip it around with the headlines.
Lieberman Live. Rapid fire.
Two anniversaries to mark today. 50 years ago today, President Lyndon Johnson declared, quote, unconditional war on poverty. Eric the actor, the question for you. Have we won the war on poverty?
I would say that we have not yet. There's too many homeless people around the country now, and also people that are still in homes but are below the poverty line. So no, we have not won the war at all.
3 years ago today, a mass shooting killed six people, badly injuring also former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords at one of her campaign events in Tucson. Bobo, let me ask you this. What can we do to improve mental health care in this country to try and decrease this gun violence? I don't think we have Bobo. I think we lost him, but that's okay. Eric, let me throw this to you. 3 years ago today, obviously, as I said, six people killed. Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was badly injured. What can we do to improve mental health care in this country to try and cut down on gun violence?
Well, just need to get the doctors to pay more attention to these people. I mean, this guy was not the only one that I've heard's been dismissed. I mean, the guy that opened fire in the theater in Colorado was also someone that needed mental help, and he didn't get what he needed.
Absolutely. Whenever we talk about solutions to gun violence, the mental health component has to be a part of it. And Texas A&M star quarterback Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, has filed paperwork to enter the NFL draft. Eric the actor, can Johnny Football succeed at the professional level?
I'd say he probably could. Now he won't ever have to run into problems about being paid for autographs like he was just recently.
That is a good point, Eric. Thank you very much. And now to our big issue of the day.
Lieberman Live, the big, big story.
Today we're talking the NSA. I spoke a short time ago to Lou Dobbs, host on Fox Business. His new book called Upheaval is out. I asked him about NSA leaker Ed Snowden and his thoughts on the NSA listening in on Americans' phone calls. Take a listen.
Is Edward Snowden a traitor or a hero?
He's a traitor. This is a man who had the opportunity to disclose everything that he has done to his superiors, to Congress, and to stand tall. The idea that you flee to China and to Moscow and turn over four laptops and an estimated 1,700 documents to people who are, without question, not friends of the United States security apparatus, that is not whistleblowing. That is treason.
Do you believe the NSA overstepped its bounds at all in collecting data on Americans?
Well, broadly speaking, absolutely not. Talking about metadata. All of that has been both disclosed to the Congress of the United States and the Oversight Intelligence Committees in every instance. Have there been violations? Without question. I am sure there have been violations, and some of them perhaps even egregious. But there is in place a system to deal with that.
And we sent High Pitch Eric out on the street to see what you're saying about the NSA.
Lieberman Live, Chief Correspondent, High Pitch Eric.
Are you concerned that the NSA is violating your privacy and why?
The who?
The NSA. Oh.
Absolutely, positively.
Why?
Because Big Brother's always watching and it's getting too deep. No question about it. It's too much. It's too much. Right here with this phone. They know exactly where you and I are. Absolutely, positively. It's good in one way and bad in a lot of ways. Yes, it's a complete invasion of privacy.
And now to our featured guest.
Lieberman Live, the experts.
Attorney Scott Vernick with Fox Rothschild out of Philadelphia follows all of this. Hey, Scott, how you doing? Let's see. Scott, how you doing?
John, great to be back on your show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for coming back. Let me get right to it. President Obama huddling at the White House right now with the intelligence community, trying to figure out, reviewing this report on proposed changes to the NSA that involves the collection of phone and email data. What do you expect when the president comes public to make his proposals?
Well, look, I think the president is trying to do this and get his arms around it before the State of the Union address at the end of the month. And my guess is that he will literally try to tweak the present framework and the present operations of the NSA while making a general nod toward, you know, people's privacy concerns. Look, the Review Group on Intelligence and Communications Technologies, they came out with 46 separate recommendations. You know, there are some broad principles about what they think the government should or should not be doing. I think overall, the president will try to do a few things to show respect and to show deference to that group, but I don't think we'll see any major changes when you get right down to it.
Here's a question for you, Scott. I know this is your area of expertise. It appears the NSA is actually looking at other alternatives, like maybe third parties like phone companies that could hold this data while allowing the agency to exploit the records. From everything I've read, all the technology companies are trying to distance themselves from the NSA as much as possible. Is there any chance that any phone company will say, okay, we'll hold the data, you guys can just come and access it when you want?
Seriously, John, if you were running a phone company or you were running a media company, would you take up that suggestion? I mean, you know, all that does is make the cure worse than the disease in the first place. No company wants to hold that data and be responsible for it with all the attendant risks or all the associated risks around that so that the NSA, you know, essentially can send in a query or send in a question anytime it wants. I mean, that is one recommendation that came out of the review group that I don't really understand, which is somehow we'll feel safer if you hold it, John, as opposed to if I hold it. I'm not sure I get that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure that I get, you know, how smart it is that the NSA thinks that this is even an option. I want to bring in my debate group now.
Lieberman Live, the panel.
Bobo, I want to start with you. NSA bulk collection of our data expires in June of 2015. Do you believe lawmakers will act sooner, and do you think they should?
Oh, absolutely, John. We're no better than China. I mean, if they start, you know, tapping in on the phones and email traffic and then radio transmissions, and I believe the national security, it weakens the American security because I believe the NSA relies upon weakness and America's technology to permit it to spy without terrorism. You know, I mean, I think they got to step it up, absolutely, before, because this is too much. I mean, it's getting our privacy and everything. It's getting really out of hand.
Eric, the actor, let me bring you back into the conversation. Edward Snowden, the gentleman who leaked all of this information, made all of these revelations, do you believe he is a traitor or a hero?
Not only a traitor, but also a pretty big chicken just to go hiding in these countries and not come and face the music to what he's done with the NSA.
Eric, you believe that his revelations have damaged national security?
Yes.
How?
Well, just because now it's harder for us to keep tabs on the people that we should keep tabs on, like the sleeper cells and terrorists that are out there, because the fact that we may be trying to keep tabs on them, but at the same time, we can't eliminate those people that do not need to be monitored.
Bobo, I want to read a quote to you from a column in the LA Times, and I want your reaction. Quote, "In real life, Snowden, just like the NSA, falls into one of morality's all too common gray areas. He deserves credit for starting an important national debate, but he fully merits condemnation too." Unquote. Your thoughts?
Okay, first off, you know, yes, he brought it to the forefront for the American people that there is, you know, leaks going on and is spying going on our phones, emails and things like that, which made everything go on fire. You know, everybody's up in arms about that. But on the second hand, you know, he is working with the NSA and the security. This guy, is a traitor in my book, and he should be dealt with accordingly and should be never be given any kind of pardon. Anytime you leak anything out, national security, that's a grave risk to our country.
Scott Vernick, let me bring you back into the conversation. Give us a quick update on where this all stands in the courts as well. I mean, you have one judge claiming this is unconstitutional, what the NSA is doing. There's all these conflicting sort of judgments. What can you clear up for us?
Sure. Let me just make one comment. Whoever said, you know, this thing about Snowden sort of doing the wrong thing, let me just say I completely agree on that front. I got nothing against the guy personally, but I don't think he went about it the right way. I think he did a lot of things that have nothing to do with the debate about whether or not our constitutional rights are being protected or not. And I think he did a lot of harm to, you know, the ongoing efforts by the intelligence community to fight counterterrorism and to fight, things like the spread of nuclear proliferation and so forth.
Well, hold that thought real quick, Scott. I want to throw it to Bobo. Bobo, however, you say that Snowden is a traitor, but if he tried to report this to higher-ups and nobody listened to him, then what was he to do?
You got to keep it within the system. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, that's right. You
got to
keep it within the system, and the guy didn't do it.
No, he didn't do it, and it's clearly a threat to everybody. You know, national security, and like I said, something like that. When you're working, you take an oath. You know, you have to stay within the guidelines, and he stepped over the bounds.
Show me one piece of paper where the guy escalated this issue up through his superiors, and they said, "No, this isn't a problem. We have appropriate legal authorization for this." And then look at all the damage that he's done and all the things that he claims are a violation of the law, like reporting on the NSA's interception of computer traffic outside the U.S.
That's Scott, I'm going to give everybody 10 seconds. Scott, give us a quick 10 seconds. Where is this headed court-wise?
Sure. So we have Judge Leon in Washington, who says the NSA is all wet. We got Judge Pauly in New York, who says NSA go big. These two cases will make their way up through the Court of Appeals. Ultimately, I think you'll see this in the Supreme Court.
Eric the Actor, do you feel as if your privacy has been compromised?
Yeah, I do.
Bobo, I'm going to give you the last word. Where will this stop?
John, I don't believe it's going to stop. I think it's going to continue. It's going to get worse. You know, there's more leaks. He's just one person that got caught. There's just so many other sleepers out there that work for NSA, and it's just a matter of time before something big on a larger scale gets leaked out.
All right, let me thank my panel. Scott Vernick, thanks so much. We're going to have you back. Fox Rothschild, a top attorney there in Philly. Eric the Actor, we'll talk to you next week. Bobo, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks to all of you.
Libermaniac.
In our Libermaniac segment, Oh Rosie. Cops in Memphis, Tennessee say 68-year-old Rosie Pate wanted a beer so badly, well, she called 911 and she asked for one. Cops say when the 68-year-old's granddaughter refused to buy her a beer, go out to the store and fetch her one, Rosie called 911 to ask for one. Cops say she told officers that, in fact, she slapped her granddaughter and then called 911 to ask for a brew. Calling 911 for a non-emergency, as you probably know, is against the law, punishable by a $50 fine. Grandma was also charged with domestic assault for allegedly slapping her granddaughter. Rosie denies the charges, but she cannot deny this. She is today's Libermaniac. On the next Lieberman Live, just this week, both an execution and a huge organization calling for the end of the death penalty. We will debate the future of the death penalty with a well-known attorney and our Whack Pack panel of Marianne and Gary the Retard. You can follow me on Twitter at Reporter John, at Reporter J-O-N. Stay safe, good night, and we will see you very soon. Bye.